From the interim director of human resources, relative to reclassification of existing positions, reallocations of non-represented positions, advancements within the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation positions. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Mr. Chair and supervisors, the Division of Human Resources is reporting three items on the reclassification report. The last item would be a change of title in the position of restaurant concessions manager to assistant chief of recreation and business operations. Mr. Chair, okay. Supervisors.
On the reclassification report, Supervisor Schmidt has a question.
Yeah, and here's my question. I know I haven't, I have asked this before, and I don't know if it's policy or we don't want to put, although when we get to number four, instead of talking about pay ranges that I don't know if anybody's memorized, and maybe Mr. Session has, 26M, for, I have no idea what these salary ranges are. These are numbers to me, 91E, you know. I don't have the chart in front of me all the time. I don't know if there is a chart even. When we go to appointments at advanced step of the pay range, we always have, you know, it goes from 50,000 to 58,000. So my question is for all of us to see what the proposed pay range is and what money these, you know, we're looking at is versus percentage of raise. You know, if I get something that says $3,000, was it $3,000 of $100,000 or $3,000 of $30,000? So, I mean, I know we get the 91s, like executive, so I know some differences, of course. But can I make a request? Is this an appropriate request that instead of just getting numbers, we actually get what the real money figures are? So is this a $50,000 job? Is it 51 to 55? Whatever the situation is I hope there's maybe some agreement on that. And that's the request I'm making, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Ms. Richards, can you answer that?
Yes, Supervisor, that is something that we can provide on future reports for your information.
Well, I think I'd appreciate it. Maybe we all would. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, any other questions on the reclassification? Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair and Supervisors, in regard to advancement within the pay range, you should all have an amended report. The amendment was to the current year fiscal impact and the subsequent year fiscal impact. We're reporting one item for your information.
I'm sorry. Is it handed out?
Yeah. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure how this is done. If we have an issue with one of these, we ask for separate action on that one? Or
call it out for separate
action. I'd ask for separate action on this item, the advancement within the pay range.
Okay.
And my motion would then be, we don't need a vote on separate action, or?
Yes.
Okay. That's for separate action. And the motion.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, we do need a vote, a motion.
The motion would be for separate action to lay this one over to the call of the chair.
Okay. Any comments? Please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay over the position from Parks on the advancement within the pay range report is laid over to the call of the chair.
Ms. Richards, continue.
Okay. Division of Human Resources has no reallocations or revisions to the ECP to report this cycle.
Okay, number four, please.
46,000. Yeah.